It's easy to imagine politicians and traditional lenders as old school Chatty Cathy dolls. You pull the string and utterances about the importance of small business come out of their mouths. You might hear, "Small businesses are the foundation of this country," or "Small businesses are America's engine." There's a reason that politicians and lenders like banks at least pay lip service to the importance of small businesses. It's because there are 31.7 million small businesses in the U.S., and they comprise 97.5% of exporters in the U.S. economy. Small businesses are America's economic engine. That's a fact. But historically, they have had difficulty securing money from lenders. Oftentimes, small businesses aren't really acknowledged at all by the big banks, and if they are, they are treated as economic tools for growth rather than as equals. But what if a fintech company came along that respects small businesses as partners, that quickly and accurately measures them for their true value, and then works to efficiently provide them the resources they need, even before they actually need it? Could that fintech company have small businesses etched into its genetic code?
It is in our DNA. But why is it in our DNA? We recently did a survey with our whole employee base. What connections do you have to a small business, whether you run it or an immediate family member does it? It turns out 2/3 of our employees has either already running a business or they have an immediate family who runs a small business.
That's Chetan Dharansoy, the chief operating officer at Funbox, a fintech company that serves almost 300,000 clients. Funbox uses the power of digitization, data science, and AI to form relationships with small businesses and ensure that they have the loans and lines of credit they require to operate successfully. Even though many politicians and lenders extol the virtues of small businesses, what is Funbox's special X factor that helps it not only talk the talk, but walk the walk? What is it that keeps Funbox in that pocket, seeing itself as a tool for clients rather than clients as a tool for the company? Find out on this episode of Business X Factors. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, Vice President of Media Strategy at Mission.org, and this is Business X Factors. Each week, we'll take a look at the secret sauce that takes companies to the highest levels of success and then unpack how they got there. We'll explore how these organizations are run and what's so special about the people, the culture, and the processes that make it all happen. What is technology for? Our friends at Hyland believe technology is for transforming the way you work, for delivering complete information when and where you need it, so you can be more agile, more empowered, more connected through each interaction and in every relationship. Hyland believes in technology thoughtfully designed to create better customer experiences. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. A career journey can certainly be winding, but there's usually a through line that you can find when you reflect back. For Chetan, all his prior work led him to Funbox.
The time that I have spent at Capital One, Visa, even the prior jobs that I had, which was not in financial sector, I feel like they were either consciously or subconsciously prepared me for this job. The corporations that I work for taught me a ton. But as you can imagine, larger organizations move rather slower than the smaller ones. I used to meet with the CEOs of the fintechs. They used to tell me to partner with them. It's like, hey, you are running a transatlantic ship. I'm a speedboat. I can go anywhere. And part of me always wanted to drive that speedboat. When I was running a small business lending and deposits at Capital One, Some of the things that I always wanted to do, but due to the whole running a transatlantic ship versus speedboat, I realized Funbox has done it, a big portion of it. And I felt like, what if we bring the experience on running a scaled organization into the speed of the Funbox, what it could be? So that intrigued me a ton. And last but not least, small business is such an important part of the country, not even the economy, the country, right? Half of the people in the United States either works at a small business or owns a small business.
It might be hard for an executive used to working at huge companies to adapt to the startup world. But operating at a high speed is exactly what Chetan wanted all along. He wanted that speedboat, and suddenly at Funbox, he had control of the steering wheel. What was that transition like for you? Do you feel like you grabbed the speedboat and really could hit the ground running? Or did you have to figure out how to navigate this new world of leaner, meaner team moving at a different type of speed?
So getting used to Google Docs took me a while. I'll tell you that because I've been a Microsoft person for a while. But other than that, maybe 45 days to 60 days, but I was in. And honestly, the talent is so good here and so diverse. And people are not boxing themselves into the role that they are in. It helps a ton with everything. And economy is opening up. We are bringing new products into the market, opening up new channels. I was quite blessed with also bringing new talent into the organization at some senior levels. I felt like the transition was no longer than 60 days.
It took Chetan just 2 months to get settled into his new role. But exactly what was Funbox doing differently that had attracted him to their speedboat specifically? Well, keeping to the boat analogy, let's imagine traditional banks as the enormous boats in the ocean. They are powerful, slow, and most concerned with other things that match their scale. It's natural for a big oil tanker to make sure it doesn't hit a huge whale, but it may not worry itself with a school of fish, and certainly won't notice a single fish. This mindset gives the big banks a tendency to overlook small businesses, and in doing so, has provided Funbox an opportunity to create an agile tool that helps underserved, oft-forgotten SMBs.
If you want to be underwritten by a bank, you need to show 3 years of income statement, like IRS-approved income statements, tax submissions, and last 2 years becoming profitable. So there's a massive underserved market here.
Small businesses do not have the time and funds to wait for a big bank to recognize that they are useful. They may not have years worth of income statements, but many of them are making real-time, impactful waves in their communities. For example, Ponce de Leon Music Center is a store that helps bring music to the greater Atlanta metro area. A lot of its business comes from selling and renting instruments to students in the community. But buying all the instruments the community needed was difficult for the company. By partnering with Funbox, Ponce de Leon Music was able to secure a line of credit to make sure the music never stops. This is what Funbox is all about: identifying growing business opportunities and then making sure those small businesses have the lines of credit and loans they need at the moment they need them. But how does Funbox really connect to its customers and provide them the exact services they require?
Number one, small business in the lending space specifically, the underwriting is done by paper, by people, requires time. It's a long process. Funbox come up with a principle that we are not going to ask for a paper. Everything is going to be connected. Bank account, connected. Accounting software. We have models that predict the risk. And then as a result of this, 98% of the applications are decisioned within under 2 minutes time frame. Number two is the investment we have made to data scientists. Give or take, 10% of this company is data scientists. In fact, cumulatively, we have invested over $100 million. The number three is, I was super surprised to see how many customers love us on the internet. And I'm like, where is this coming from? But the product is so easy to use. We have an ever-increasing product suite. So easy to use, like it is frictionless. Our first customer was booked in 2014. And I looked at all the customers that were booked in 2014. If you look at 2015, how much transaction volume we have seen from those customers versus 2019, how much transaction we've seen. We have seen more transaction volume in 2019 than in 2015, only from those customers whom we have booked in 2014. This is also very unheard of. Typically, you book a cohort of customers, and then the usage keeps dropping. And our secret sauce was our ability to find these customers when they were small, and we grow up with them. A $10,000 credit limit becomes $150,000 credit limit. I read through so many customer testimonials, and that's one thing that come across, that Fundbox has been with me throughout this whole journey.
It's clear that Fundbox is using cutting-edge technology to cull data, identify customers, and offer them the products they need at the moment they need it. When so much of the world is focused on short-term gains and throwaway relationships, what is it that enables Fundbox to be able to take this long-term journey with its clients? Find out after the break. If you run a business, you have information. Loads and loads of information. Across different channels, systems, and silos. How can you connect the dots to make sure the right information gets to the right people who need it? Hyland helps more than half of the Fortune 100 companies do just that by providing them with the tools they need to digitally transform and create more meaningful connections with the people they serve. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. Part of building relationships with small businesses is changing the game so that they can actually be seen and cared for accordingly. The centralization of lending services created those massive boats that couldn't really see small businesses. Now, decentralization of these systems is creating space for companies like Fundbox to build new products and services to support small and medium-sized businesses.
Decentralization of all these payment and lending services allowed us to be able to build these new constructs and do a true innovation, if you will, as opposed to replicating the old business models in a digitized world.
These new constructs that Fundbox is creating are also finding and serving the underserved B2B market for small businesses.
Obviously, we as consumers has been more exposed to the B2C small businesses, but the B2B small business is almost the double size of the B2C small businesses. The money being locked in unpaid invoices is a much bigger problem. So there are macro factors, and within that, as you deep dive into the B2B space, those macro factors has been exaggerated, and that's how this underserved market is created.
Fundbox partnered with Oro Commerce, a platform which focuses on B2B e-commerce, to integrate Fundbox at checkout for Oro Commerce's customers. This enables B2B buyers another option to potentially pay B2B sellers. But that's just a drop in the bucket. Fundbox creates partnerships across the board to meet all its customers where they are, whether B2B or B2C.
We have partnership with 250 entities right now. And that's where we are able to show up at a point customer doesn't necessarily need money, but it is a convenience factor for them. Oh, I'm paying my invoices. If they're in their favorite accounting platform, which we operate in almost all of them, or Indeed, or all those partners, we show up at a time where it's incredibly convenient. I call it contextual lending. So it's not about what your product is, how you expose the product into customers' life cycle, basically, or customers' day-to-day journey, then you can find the best customers. And the predominantly underserved market, that's where we're able to find the great customers when they are relatively small and they stick with us, we stick with them.
It's easier to stick together when there's no daylight between people or businesses. After all, how can you separate from yourself?
Our chief of staff, his name is Ahmad El-Shawa. He actually owns Sam's Burgers, which is the oldest burger joint in San Francisco, to my understanding. In fact, Anthony Bourdain visited and he said, this is one of my favorite burgers. He has a day job, and I can tell you, he's quite busy. He has a night job. He owns and runs this restaurant, and it is packed. Can you imagine a person who runs the small business being chief of staff? Our head of product marketing, Randy Lee, prior to Funbox, she created and ran two small businesses. That connection to the small business shows itself on pretty much everything that we do. Because when you think about it, yes, the senior leadership is great, but let's also be clear, the great companies are created not because they have great ideas, but because they have great execution. And when it comes to execution, it is not what I say or another senior leader says, it is everybody makes micro decision in their life that makes a company a company. And when you have such a large connection to small businesses from your employee base, any micro decision that they're going to make or macro decision that they're going to make is going to be working backwards from the customer needs based on their own personal experiences.
At Funbox, every micro and macro decision is made by working back from the customer's needs. And it's much easier to really see the customer and understand what the customer truly needs when you're looking in the mirror.
How can you make this working backwards from the customer needs and turn it into a very easy product to not only apply, but also becomes an ongoing usage of the product? It becomes a tool to the small business. When a customer becomes a Funbox customer, they now have a tool in their toolbox as opposed to, I just borrowed the money. That's the biggest differentiator as I think through. Now we are a tool in their toolbox on perpetuity.
A lot of companies talk a good game about caring for customers, but when it comes down to it, they see themselves as separate from their customer. It's a binary position that they take with the company on one side and the customer on the other. So they may think they are creating a tool for customers to use, but end up using customers as a tool for them to grow their business. But this manner of thinking disappears when those that make up a company and those that are customers are really the same sort of people. This is Funbox's X factor. Funbox truly sees small business owners in the economic ocean because Funbox itself consists of small business owners. And Funbox knows what high-quality small businesses look like and what they need to grow. At Funbox, the insiders identify with the outsiders, so the whole notion of inside and outside breaks down. Instead of seeing customers as tools or a means to an end, Funbox sees itself as a perpetual tool, always available to serve the small businesses. Fundamentally, lending is a service industry, or at least it ought to be. Funbox stands united with small businesses to serve the engine of America to keep us all moving forward in the endless ocean. I don't know about you, but when I have a decision to make, I look for information. I may look through emails, documents, photos, and files in multiple places. And if I'm lucky, I find what I'm looking for. So it's amazing to me that while I have trouble finding a single file, some organizations' success hinges on making sure that the right people can get all the right information they need when and where they need it. Like hospitals, insurers, banks, and all sorts of businesses. I don't know how they do it, but our friends at Highland do. Highland empowers more than half of 2020 Fortune 100 companies with tools that help make sure the right information gets to the right folks easily and automatically. and makes business processes smarter and more efficient. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's HYLAND.com/insights. You've been listening to Business X Factors, created by Mission.org and brought to you by Hyland. If you like this show, please be sure and subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast app. We'd also be so grateful if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts, as this helps ensure that more amazing listeners just like you find the show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, and I'll catch you next time on Business X Factors.